Part 28, Chapter 4. Chong Wan poured more tea.
You mustn't get the impression we are violent people,
said Dries, taking a large swallow from a bowl. Johnny thought, just powerful and deadly.
Our race is called the Salachi,
continued Dries.
We are indigenous to the only three habitable planets of the Greedides system. The planets are mostly water, 9 surface parts of water to only 2 parts of land on the average, and we have only banking as our industry.
He smiled and drank more tea.
We're ideal bankers. We can eat anything, drink anything, breathe almost any atmosphere, live on almost any gravity. By tribal mores, we worship total honesty and the righteousness of obligation.
Johnny thought that was probably true, but he also thought they were not telling all they knew, and especially what they intended to do. Honesty might not include the whole truth, and there might be some real clues here as to what was going on. He smiled politely and listened closely.
We have about 5 billion inhabitants on each planet,
continued Dries.
And it is quite a busy population. Although mostly devoted to banking, we have, of course, our engineers and specialists and, naturally, lots of mathematicians. Nearly 500,000 years ago, we developed space flight. That's about the right figure, isn't it, Your Worship?
Lord Voraz was still a bit out of sorts at the idea of planets going back on obligations, but he put a good professional banking face on it.
497,432 years, this coming sidereal day 103 for this universe,
he said.
Thank you,
said Dries, having gotten his worship back into the discourse.
And 302,000 years ago?
302,003,
said Lord Voraz.
Thank you. We ran into the Cyclos. Now, don't be alarmed, we were not conquered. We didn't even fight a war. In those days, the Cyclos were not as bad as they became about 100,000 years later. In that time, they had not begun killing for the love of it. I'm sure I don't have to go on to you about Cyclos.
No, indeed,
said Johnny. This was all going somewhere that was going to wind up as bad news. He could feel it, despite their smiles.
Precisely,
said Dries.
Where was I? Anyway, and this will amuse you, they were not interested in us, really, for we did not have any metals to amount to anything. Being mostly water, our planets would have presented formidable mining problems. We needed metals, and the Cyclos needed some computer technology we had, and so we became a market. This was something brand new in Cyclo experience. They had a lot to learn about finance and that sort of thing, so we taught them. Internally, they were pretty bad off. They breed like... what's some fish of this planet you'd know? Like herrings. They have always been terrified of founding actual Cyclo colonies for fear they'd rise and revolt against the home planet. They had mobs and unemployment. Heavy, heavy depressions. They were an economic mess. So we helped them build markets for metals. With their teleportation shipping arrangements, it was very easy for them to do this. They became prosperous and developed even more ways to mine, and we saw to it they were economically stable. Then suddenly, from the Cyclo viewpoint, an awful thing happened. It terrified them. That was about 200,000 years ago.
209,462,
corrected Lord Voraz.
Thank you. Another race stole or invented teleportation.
The Boxnards, Universe 6,